Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Thursday, August 21st, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. We are a month away from the end of summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, where those of you in the Southern Hemisphere are getting ready for your summer. Well, the last 24 hours have been stable and gentle, I would say, overall, with the solar wind steadily settling down. Maybe you actually needed a little bit more time to get moving today, but the movement is more slow and steady. So let's look at our sun, the activity in general. Well, we're going to be talking about flares, prominences, and filament eruptions because we've had a little bit of both right now. So even though things are more active, I will get into specifics about what that activity is. So a solar flare is a sudden burst of energy. So we've been down in flares for, I would say, quite some time now, for at least a week plus. And we've had prominence eruptions, filament eruptions. Prominences and filaments are basically the same thing. It's just how they are appearing in what is in the background for them that makes a difference between, you know, what they are. But they're basically the same thing. So we've had a number of these eruptions occur, a prominence filament, in the last 24 hours. And so what basically that is and how it differs from a solar flare is it's like these large cool loops of plasma that extend outward from the sun's surface, and it's held together by these magnetic fields. So sometimes those erupt. And so, yes, that's similar to a filament eruption. So you can have a prominence without necessarily having it erupt. You can have a filament without necessarily having it erupt. However, we've had these eruptions occur, and none of them are Earth-facing. So the solar flare activity to our Earth has been quiet, but these filament eruptions have been happening, and they're fairly large from what it appears. None of them, like I said, are Earth-facing, so that's why it's not a huge deal for us. But if some of you are seeing different reports out there, you might see the sun had a huge blast. Well, it did, but it's not towards us, and I'll also trust the intelligence of the sun, which I will get into a little bit later. So we did have a filament eruption at 11:24 UTC, and that was in the northeast part. And as I was doing research this morning, there was another huge blast at 8:30 UTC, which did, of course, spew some ejecta into space, but it's not Earth-facing. I'm just going to keep repeating that. And it looks like it may have occurred on the far side of the sun. No CMEs, no coronal mass ejections were reported as well. And there is a new coronal hole that is turning to face us soon in the next couple of days. So we'll keep our eyes on that. But we do say things like, when we talk about these eruptions, you'll hear people say, well, you know, we're really lucky that we didn't get nailed by that, because that would have taken out life as we know it on the planet. You know, this is, again, why I do this, because we need to create a different level of intelligence with the sun. The new level of intelligence within ourselves, and a new level of intelligence with how we actually look at the sun as an intelligence. I would say that the sun is its own big intelligence, and it knows precisely what it's doing and how it's doing it. So again, a little different than I think what you're going to hear when you're looking at different reports and information about what's going on with the sun. This, what I call, again, this kind of mega materialistic view of things that's very limited with how we interact with these mega life forces that give us life on planet Earth here. And yeah, it's time to change the relationship. And I think for people that actually listen to this, you know that, which is one of the reasons that you are listening. solar flares. We've had three C-class. They're all real low. The largest of those was a C3.3, and that occurred at 11 minutes UTC today. That's UTC time for those of us. It was last night here on the East Coast, and that was from region 4191. We did move up from three sunspots. Now we have five that are Earth-facing. They're small and stable, and this is from that newcomer 4191 right now. And it's still a bit hidden, so it can't be classified to its complexity just yet, but it is appearing larger than those other sunspots. So obviously another one to keep our eye on. The solar wind. So we went from 624 yesterday at its peak, and we're at 490 right now that I just measured it. So I would say it's gradually going down, oh so slowly, to these higher numbers that we've had. Our BZ conditions have been mostly north, and it remained that way up until my last check, and the interplanetary magnetic field is still at lower levels right now. Quiet to unsettled for our KP. So we didn't go beyond three yesterday. We just reached into the highest that we reached was, excuse me, unsettled conditions. And we're currently at KP1. So we're quiet. The Earth is quiet geomagnetically at this moment. We didn't get up again to those active levels. We didn't get beyond KP3 yesterday. So that's why I'm saying that there's more of this calm that we can feel. The geomagnetic conditions are calm right now. The sun directing towards Earth is more on the calm side. Yes, it's doing some remarkable things on the other side, which is not facing Earth. And I'd say that's the intelligence. It knows what it's doing right now. So to overfocus on what the sun is doing on the opposite side, I think takes us away from where we are currently at and actually being able to be in a state of presence with ourselves, with the Earth, and with the intelligence of the sun. The Schumann has been mostly stable as well over the last 24 hours. We've had about 4 to 5 of these short bursts of higher activity across all harmonics, but they were short, and it wasn't this, you know, crazy white activity across all harmonics. It was actually it was lighter, so we weren't experiencing like you may not even have really noticed too much shifting and changing yesterday, because like I said, these were short bursts. And these upper harmonics were being stimulated, but not at extreme levels. And so sometimes that can help us be a little bit more clear in our minds. We may have felt a little bit more of this heart-mind coherence yesterday into today as well. Maybe that gives you the opportunity to not be so physical also, meaning like not that you don't want to go do anything physically, but you know, you don't have all this energy in your body driving you to do something. Maybe you can do something that's more mentally creative or mentally stimulating, get to a project that you haven't been able to get to in a while, maybe some type of creative project. And so looking at our, I would say, potential forecast is we can expect quiet to unsettled to continue today. But again, unsettled is not active. It just means we're not on the floor. There's still a possible G1 storm condition from a CME from August 17th. That's been on the docket for a little while. That may or may not come, but I think some of you may actually notice today if it does. M-class is predicted at 15% and X at 1, so not much flare potential from the sun. So waking up this morning, maybe you had actually a normal night's sleep last night. Maybe this is one of the first times you weren't waking up with crazy dreams. And maybe you had actually waking up with just some gentle messages for yourself that you can hear. Maybe that's something that you're waking up with. Maybe just even it's like as the dust settles and then, you know, there's something that rises to the top. It's like, what is that? What is that thing this morning? So like I said, you also may have felt a gradual reduction of that solar wind waning yesterday slowly. And for some of you who are super sensitive, maybe you did feel those erupting filaments from the sun, and maybe that came in the form of some body pain. That's something that I have heard as well. So the calm sun towards us here on Earth, and a calmer Earth more than we've seen in a while. So mornings and days like this, I think they're a gift when they come. And those messages, as they come in, they may be more quiet whispers when they actually do come in. So they're not going to be so loud, you know, when those energies from the sun and the earth are booming really loudly. Yes, everything can be loud. And maybe it just feels like kind of a flood is coming in. But days like this, calm, quiet, we get a chance to, you know, hear a little bit at a different level. That brings us to our wisdom drop for the day. Solar energy is in the root of all mantras. Vedic mantras are said to dwell in the rays of the sun. The sun gods uphold the stable and moving world. They are the guardians of all the universe. With a profound intelligence, guarding their celestial powers, the carriers of truth, they note our debts. Grid Samhita, Shanaka, Rigveda. That's from 2.27.4. I will put the link for those of you who do follow on ietevolve.substack.com. I will put that there and you can add your comments. Remember, you are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.